We are up to the Gemara is trying to find the case that the Kohen can have two living people that might be his father without his mother being divorced. And we don't want it to be Znus because he's Kasher L'Avayda. And Shmuel said Znus is not Kasher L'Avayda. So the Gemara answered is B'Mamenes. What happened was she was married as a Ketana, as rabbinically, which is legal, and then walked out and within 3 months married somebody else and got pregnant. We don't know who the father is. So we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines to the bottom. Kuf Amud Beis. That's 100b, 11 lines to the bottom. Frankly, about Mamenes Mikoyolda, is it possible for Mamenes to give birth? If she was under 12 when she was Mamayan, it's impossible that she was pregnant while she was Mamayan. Why? 3 women are allowed to be Mishamish with a material blocking pregnancy. Tana Muberes Minika, Tana, a pregnant woman and a nursing woman. Tana Shemit Disabra Vitamas. Because if Tana becomes pregnant, she dies. Muberes Shemitasa Ubersando, it'll crush the first baby. Minika Shemitigmos Benava Yamas. Her milk supply will stop and she'll die. Basic time about Akas Esther Shadi Mechab, Abash time Shadi Mechab, Esther Shadi Mechab from 11 to 12. Pankas Mikana, yes, Mikana Shemesh is Kadar to Elechas. Under 11, she won't get pregnant. And over 12, it's not dangerous. But it's saying clearly that it's impossible she was pregnant as a Mamena. She would not have survived. The very Remeir. Come and Makazu, Vakazu, Shemesh is Kadar to Elechas. Chum said there's no reason for a meich, because as long as you act like the normal population, you're good to go. But it's clear that it can't be a mamenes, because then for sure the father is the second husband, because the first husband could not have been the father because she would have died. And for the Gemara, it's not true. Mishkakas law, b'kidushay tos, k'divhido mishmo. According to one mandiyama, you can find the case of mamenes where she was a gdaila. She was Mamenes after she was over 12, and it's possible to have been pregnant. How is that possible? Like, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Tessin the Pasuk, healing the Tvas Hasura on the Tvasim Muteris, a woman that was not, was Mizana Beratzin is Usher, Bainus is Mutter, Yashna Zacharis, Abishlan the Tvasim Muteris. There's a woman that was Mizana Beratzin, and she can be Mutter, Beza Zusha, Gdushal Gdusha Tvas. It was revealed now that her original Kedushin was not, a condition was not kept, therefore she was never married. Even if she has children, so this is a case that a woman was ma'enes because the kedusha taught. Then she married within 2 months, got pregnant. We don't know who the father is, and that's the case that the kid is kashal avayda because they're both kahanim. Dr. Gemara's name kahanim, and then the Mishnah talks about hitting both of them, whether he's chayiv or not. If you hit one, then the other, kill the zeb, chazim, kill the zeb, kill the shnei b'vatakas, hit the shnei b'vatakas, chayiv. This man, the Amra, holds us for something is good enough. And therefore, he was warned that one of them is his father, that's good enough. If you don't remember b'vatakas, chayiv, because he for sure hit his father at that moment, b'vatakas, that butter. In fact, the Gemara, b'vatakas, if you don't remember butter, b'vatakas, even b'vatakas, is butter. First of all, we don't know the reason, but second of all, it's a contradiction in the Yehuda. So the Gemara tried to know you live in Rabbi Yehuda. My time in the month of Pater. Why should it be Pater with two Batsachas? I'm not going to need a number of Brocha Lamata and a number of Brocha Lamata. My little Benecha Brocha Lamata. Sorry. Number of Brocha Lamata and a number of Brocha Lamala. Blasphemy is written by Hashem and cursing is written by a father. My little Mala Shem Bashutus, right? It has to be, there's only one Hashem. There's no question of who's Hashem. Ach Lamata Shem Bashutus. That's by klala. This is called the klala. That's a question whether we do that. But this Monday, Amar holds we compare hitting to klala, that the person you hit has to be your definite father. Even if you're sure you're hitting your father, but you don't know which one is your father, there's no chiyav misa. Frank the Gemara makes it sound like we force him to go. So the Gemara lama ayla or be in a dev mitzvah. Maybe he wants to go. And Allah like Tani doesn't say if he wants to. Allah ban karka, we force him. I'm Rabbi Acha Machadina, Rabbi Rabbasim, Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Begam Mishbacha, because it's a Begam Mishbacha, they say they have somebody puzzle. Mabai Shnei B'Mishmer Echad, he can get a chelik. Correct? The Gemara Mai Shnei, Shnei Mishmer, Shlohai Zlohai, Mishmer Matkele, Vazlohai, Mishmer Matkele, whatever Mishmer he goes to, they push him off. Mishmer Echad Nami, Yazlohai Beis Avu Matkele, Yazlohai Beis Avu Matkele. They're different but the others. Rashi says six, right? So if his day is Monday, they'll say you belong Tuesday, but Tuesday they'll say you belong Monday. They won't give him a chelik. So the Gemara, you're right. Amar Rapapa, Hachad Kamer Moshne, Mishmer Echad Beis Av Echad. They're both the same family. Naito chelik Echad, he can take one chelik. Hadol Lach Nois Chanusa, Hadol Chanusa, Hadol Chanusa. Mitzvus Chalitza. Shlashit Dianim, three Dianim, Avilu Shlashit Hadjaitis, even three Hadjaitis. Chalitza B'minu, Chalitzasik Sheira. And Minu is kosher. The Gemara is going to be Medayik. It's a question whether Chatchila or B'diavad. Even though it uses a Lashon of B'diavad, but the fact that the next line says, Mampuya Chalitzas Psula, so it could be that's why it said Sheira. But Eino Konami could even be L'Chatchila, it's the Shaila, the Gemara, whether you can use a shoe L'Chatchila, are we making Zera, so it might be a torn shoe. The sandal shesh la'ekim kosher, shesh la'ekim puzzle. A sandal that has a heel is kosher. If it doesn't have a heel, it's not kosher, it's puzzle. But akuba l'mata chalitas b'sheira, if it's done from the knee and under, the chalitza is kosher. But akuba l'mata chalitza b'sula, because that's ma'al to ma'al, that's too high up. Called to the sandal, if he did chalitza with a sandal shesh la'ekim, doesn't belong to the guy. If a sandal shesh la'ekim, or a sandal of wood, which is covered with leather, if it's just small b'yamin, or she wore the left shoe on the right foot, chalitza kshera. Chalitza begadlu shu yachol alakbay. If it's too big, I'm sorry, it's big, but he can still walk with it. I begadlu shu chayves reklaglay. It's small, but it covers most of his foot. Chalitza kshera, the chalitza is kosher. Frank to Gemara. Umeyachol de afilu v'shloi shajaitis tayanam amali. If three regular people are good, so why does it say tayanam? That the Gemara Kamashim Levinim Beshloshes Yoidim Lahakris Kein Dayanim. We need them to be able to read the parsha, because they have to be able to tell the guy and her what to say. And they have to be able to read, say this, this, and this, and this. Then you know how to the Mishnah is teaching you, here's the test, Rabbi Klum. Then you know how to turn around, Mitzvah Chalitza Beshloshes Yoidim Lahakris Kein Dayanim. The Mitzvah Chalitza is by three, they know how to read like Dayanim. If you don't remember Chamisha, Yudah says you need five.
Using like, oh, Dayanim, they're great, they're. It's much more the people
we're
going
with the Dayanim. You're a Dayan by Atar's Nadar, I mean?
You don't have to know that much about
it. I just told you, you're a Dayan by Atar's Nadar.
No, we're trying to say the source. These Hediotos could be like Dayanim. Is that referring to the Sanhedrin?
No, no. Tanina, the Tanarabana. But just said, Mitzvah Chalitza Shleishah, and Lachis, and Dayanim, and Yudem, and Chamisha. My time is on the comment, I just Skeinim Shneim. Says also, Yivam Tashar El Askeinim. That's two. Shnevei Bez and Shokam, and Sifu Zayin Echav, and can't have an even Bez, and you make it three. I can't Shleishah. And Yudah, Zikne Shneim, says, Karli Zikne Yirai, that's two. Skeinim Shneim, Bein Bez and Shokam, and Sifu Zayin Echav, and Harakim, hey, is five. Kind of kama I think the mayavid loy lechayret says zikne does not mean another two. You buy little ribu yavid l'shloisha jaitis zikne. He said, tell me any three skeinim. Friends, come over. Who does jaitis? We know that. How does he know it? Now, kolim in la'ene. Number my lady is pratlus sumim. They can't be blind. But the yitzchak lady is pratlus mutri sumim. Since we need la'ene to exclude sumim, shemami not vila jaitis. These are kadayt of Sanhedrin. If you would really need the yonim Sanhedrin, be not lama lida mutri sumim. Why would you have to exclude it from a separate pasuk? They're excluded from being Sanhedrin. You have to be honest. You're all beautiful, my friend. So why don't Rabbanan use La'ene for... why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda need La'ene for Sumim, and therefore Zikne would be Hajaitis? That the Mahu the Rabbah's Asa, he needs La'ene, I'm a Rabbah, Chichi Dayan in the Mechze Ruka. They have to see the spit. The kanafik mipuma di yavama that comes out from the mouth of yavama. The tzivla ain has kain of the yarka. So now the ain is not extra lemuti sumim. If the ain is not extra lemuti sumim, so then back to the question: if zikne should be for hajaitis, according to Yehuda, how do you know hajaitis? We don't have any boy like the rabbi. We don't have hajaitis. We don't have kolim be yisrael. Yisrael called who? The nikrush might be yisrael. In fact, the Gemara, I'm sorry, there's two Yisraels. It says the Nikrush might be Yisrael, and it also says, I don't know what the other word Yisrael is. There's two Yisraels there. Balkan Shem be Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara, the doctor, I bought an high beast, my oven light. My boy looked at the third of a shore by Huda be so, but Bethan should so below the Bethan show Gayrim. It's exclude Gayrim. The doctor would show Akrina because it's two Yisrawls. The doctor would buy like the Tanya. I'm reviewed upon Makas in Yashu with Nero Tarfin. We were sitting in front of Tarfin. So Yisrael is to say that everybody there, not only Bezin, says Chalutzano. So going backwards, the Rabbanon learned out, Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Nikra that everybody says Chalutzano. Therefore, Yisrael is to tell me no Gerim. That leaves Yisrael empty to tell me Hagaitis. The Rabbanon say, we don't learn from the Nikra. So therefore, we need one Yisrael to tell me no Gerim, and the other Yisrael to tell me that everybody says Chalutzano. So I know Hagaitis from Ziknei, so I don't have the extra two Dayanim. Frank the Gemara, Mata Karo Shnai Vedibu Shnai, Machinami Rabbi Huzara, Kanatishu Rabbanon Kanashiva. It says, a Karo Lai Vedibu Weilov. It's another two and another two. It's extra pustic. What do you have to call him and speak to him? So the Gemara will tell you why. The Tanya, Vekar Lai Vele Shluchem, they have to call him, not their messenger, meaning it has to come from them. But Dibru Eilov Mashil Melamich Masin Leitza Agenis Lai. They advise him first. Shem Ha Yehu Yelad, he's kain, if he's young, she's old, who's Zakim, he Yelad, he's old and she's young. I'm in Lach, my Lach, it's Yelad, my Lach, it's kain, why are you marrying somebody not your age? Stick to your own age. You won't have argument in your house. Chalitza is with three, because the Tana says Chalitza is with three. A Stam Mishnah doesn't bring Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If you go with Stam Mishnahs, you should pass Kamiya needs three. The Tana we learned, Tamiya Bechalitza Bishleicha. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says clearly, me and the Chalitza with three. Bechitei Mokinami, if you're going to say Mokinami, but then you pass him that way. Latanya, we learn, me and Beshameh, I'm in Bezen Mumcha, and Basil, I'm in Bezen Shleim Bezen. Right? Beshameh holds it needs a Bezen Mumcha, and Basil says any three. Eilim, 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 Shetarach Shleisha. Rabbi Yaitse, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaitse, Makshirim, it's supposed to be Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shemin, Makshirim, Bishnayim, Rabbi Yaitse, Rabbi Yaitse, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Yaitse, Rabbi Yaitse, Rabbi Yaitse, Zook, Paskin, Su, not like the Star Mishnah. Minute, make up your mind. You Paskin like Star Mishnah, so you don't. Dr. Gemara, here it is a Mishnah Yavamas and Sanhedrin. There it is only a Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Dr. Gemara said, Nami Trace Tummy. Now we learned it earlier in Yavamas. Mina Shekhotu Bafanov. He's part of the Bezin that she did me and her Chalitz in front of. You stand, he can marry her. They should be Bezin. So we see clearly it's a Bezin. So you have two for Chalitz, two for me and a three for Chalitz. So I think, well, you're right. Dr. Trace Tummy, Dr. Trace Tummy. He only passes like three stams, right? The Gemara Mikdi, Yostam of Ostam, Mali Chad Stam, Mali Trey Stam, Mali Tosam. Since when does one, two, and three make a difference? Look, the Gemara, you're right. Really, he passes like every Stam Mishnah. There doesn't pass him like Stam Mishnahs. But by Chalitza, it's different. Because in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda argues about three and five, he says Chalitza and he doesn't argue. It's a riot that he changed his mind. Smicha skein of Egla Ruva Mishlaish Tiv Rabbi Yitzchak of Yehuda. Smicha skein of Pelina the Parhalm Dover Shul Tzibur. And Egla Ruva. The Tanakhama says three and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chamisha. And the very next line says Achalitza of Yehuda Mishlaish but like a Pala Rabbi Yehuda. Shmamina Rabbi Yehuda by Rabbi Yehuda Shmamina. He changed his mind. The Chalami of Nachma doesn't necessarily pass him like Stam Mishnas. Over here, he has a riot of Yehuda changed his mind. So that's why he passed him Chalitza three, not five. Dr. Gemara Vaitre. Amarava, Tzrichi Dayani L'mikveh Duchta. Dayanim have to establish the place for Chalitza. The Ksiv also even Tashar al-Skenim. Papa Rehuda ben Yeshua of the Ibn Chamisha, they had five to be Mepharsim. Three for Dayanim and two for Persim. Man Krim Yehuda, Man Krim Yehuda, Vahadim Bey changed his mind, the Pursum Mimosa. They asked him to be one of the five. Go to the pile of reeds, let Saruva be Chamisha so you can be five. I'm going to be Chamisha. I'm going to be Mepharsim Musa to be Mepharsim.
The Mepharsim is for everybody?
I guess the more Dayanim you have, the more Pursim it is. The fact that you have five means five people are involved, it's more Mepharsim. That's why we're conveying Dukhta also, by the way. That's why we go there and say, we're doing Chalitza over here. Mm-hmm. Again, it's part of the Pirsum. Is it Likuva? I think it's a Makhloikas, whether Tvi is Dukhta is a Makhloikas, Likuva or not.
You want to be Mepharsim because?
Because Rashi says two things. He says she's also Likuna, and that people should want to marry her, that she's free. So Rashi says. Don't think of my right. Amar Hashem by Yehuda, Kavikim the Kamer Yehuda. He told me, "Suck 12 of the Kuzurs of the Kani, come to this pile of reeds. the tsarufa bechamisha to be by five. The versumi milsa. Amalei tanina. Yisrael bebezin she Yisrael beloy bebezin she ger. If I know ger, I know I'm a ger. Amrav Yudik Ramashmu by Yehuda mafiknam b'mayin apumi. Meaning, he's a chash of a person. I would take money out based on his testimony. Fiknam mafiknam sakadaitach. Mabishnei emezim arachamana. Ela meranish darei apumi. I would not collect with the star if he said it's paid back. The Yomer Rabbi says, Ger donus chaveri dvar tayra. Now Rashi learns he can even pass kintini nefushes for his Ger friend. Shenema tshetas m'lechem helach, as yivcha Hashem l'kecha boy, should point the king that Hashem chooses mikarev hakecha tos m'lechem helach, and mikarev hakecha excludes anybody that's not, doesn't have parents born Jewish, but mikarev hakecha, who to be in a mikarev hakecha. Of a ger donus chaveri ger, as a ger can paskin for a ger, even dina nefashas. It might be imam Yisrael, don afilu Yisrael. One of his parents is Jewish, his mother, he's considered a Jew to paskin Yisrael. In Chalitza, there's a special pasuk that she have even Yisrael, she never been a Krishma be Yisrael.
The reason they don't have a goy is because it's not been kovadik?
That's what the Torah says. Reason? Maybe. You can make up. I told you, me, I'm not big on reasons. Yeah, you want to say reasons sometimes. I don't know. I guess it's not because, it's not, it's a, Tyra doesn't want a minoy, an appointment, to be from a not a born Jew. Again, you can say a reason. Remember, we went through this last week. You can say reasons if you want to. That's my advice. This is, by the way, a big controversy. Because the Mechilta, the Sefri says, Melech v'loy Malka. Says you can't have a queen. It has to be a male, a boy, a man. So there's many places to talk about, can you appoint a woman in charge of an organization? Because same custom, any appointment, Shaila's one appointment, is considered enough of an appointment to be need a, that a ger wouldn't be able to be appointed to it. And the Sefri says not a woman either. It becomes very controversial.
Is that why a lot of these girls' schools have a...
No, that's fine. A girls' school can have a girls and principals. It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not.
It's fine. That's the Gemara writes. Amarav. And Yavel Yov, Yemir Chosim, and Minul Shaimim Lot. If he would tell us we could use a shoe, we would listen, because that's adding. Ein Chosim, Besando, Ein Shaimim Lot, Shekwai Nagu, and Besando. You can't change what Klal Yisrael has been doing for so many years based on a pasuk that told them any kind of shoe. Because we don't use it anyway. My benaya, what is the difference in two lishinas? Can we use a minu lechatchila? Right? Rav Yosef is saying, if he tells us not, we would listen to him. Mashma, we use it. We could use it. And Rav Abba said, if he tells us we could use it, we would listen to it. Mashma, that now we're not using it. Our Mishnah sounds like the Yevet. Dr. Gemara, who then I feel either the boy the Mishnah save him until you chalitzasim psula, since it wanted to save our material, then it's possible that feel the Yevet, fananami reishin the Yevet. Frank the Gemara, minul chatchila, Dr. Gemara, minul chatchila tanoihi. Whether you can use a minul chatchila as a machlekes tanoim. The Tanya we learned on Rabbi Yitzchak Hamachas alachdilin and Tzivin. I went to the city of Netzivim, Matsasi Zakin Echad, I found an old man. Amar Tiloy, I told him, Klumata Boki, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Did you know Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Amali Heng, yes. Bal Shukhani Hu Tadir. Either he ate by me or he used my bank. Klum Reitzi Shukhalat Vivama, did you ever attend the Chalitza? Amali Reitzi Shukhalat Harbi Pamim. I saw many Chalitzas. The Minu and the sandals, shoes or sandals. Amali Vichichot in the Minu. He answered me back, you can use a minnow? Amarti loim kain, maro remeir lemech mechotim minnow chalot sasim shere, and b'yaki lemech mechotim minnow chatchila. It's a machlaikas tanoim. Period. So we see it's a machlaikas tanoim. Reg to Gemara, mandam lechatchila loim my time. Why not? Ilem mishim to have the panse meow. The panse is the back of the shoe. It's considered above the foot. If I wrap the meow and the laces on top of that are considered too high, and a sandal doesn't have the back. A sandal doesn't have laces, that's what Rashi says. And therefore, it doesn't have the problem. If that's what you consider meow, because it's two layers, right? You have the shoe, the back of the shoe, and the laces on top of the back of the shoe. I'm sorry. So the laces on top of the back of the shoe is like a second shoe. If that's the problem, that's a deraisa.
How far up does
the back go? It's how far up as it goes. It's part of the shoe.
Oh, so if it wouldn't have laces, it would go up to the knee as well?
Yes, yes. Yes, you just said it. Yes. Correct. But the laces go on top of the back. So it's a double layer shoe. So we say maybe that's a chsar to me'al to me'al.
Me'al is fine.
Right.
So and the laces, even though it's just a holding it.
Doesn't make a difference. It's on top of the shoe. So it's a second layer shoe. The havamina would be that if you wear two shoes, it's possible because of me'al to me'al.
Right.
And the laces is a second shoe. This should be possible to have it. The word like Zelim is Rimino and Rupert, we're afraid of a torn shoe. Inam is Mchatzi Mino or half a shoe. Amarav, Ilav the Chavitza the Chavivi the Chasim with sandal this they shin sin. If I didn't see my uncle do Chalitza in a sandal that has laces, I no longer have a Chalitza and a sandal to tie them Hadik Tvei. I would use the sandal of the guides, the Arab guides, that was tight. Behind it done, I forgot the Ismi Chumrissa, there's knots. Katrina Bay Misna, we still put laces on top of it. You say she do a real chalitza, meaning take it off completely from 100 to 0. Simon, Hataras Yivama Sando. Amrav Yidama Rav, Hataras Yivama Lishuk, Mishmita Shrei Ve'ekav. When it's removed most of the heel. Meisre, Hutu Ritzuas Min of a Sando, if they got untied of it themselves. Aisha Shamat Rav Regal, or he removed most of his foot. Time of the Shaman too. Hasham Tehi, Chalitzasuk Shera. Because she did most of the foot. Most of the leg. Most of the foot. Rego of the foot. Raiva Rego in, Raiva Ake of Light. Has to be most of the foot, not most of the heel. Dr. Gemara, Hainu Raiva Rego, Hainu Raiva Ake of. Really, it's the heel. Hainu Raiva Rego. The Kula Chayla, the Kara Lay Dokas. That's when the pressure of the foot is on. Taila, the Rabyanis, and Rabyanis, Benshi, to Huva Sham Tehi. Benji Tiri Vishama too. If he's involved at all, either he unties it or he removes it. Chalitasam Sula Chitatu Hibitashmati. She has to do everything.
If she did row, and he did
the last part,
yeah.
That Lachaira would be okay.
So what are we saying now?
Meaning if he undid the rave, if he did rave.
Right.
Okay. Again, today, we would never let him do a thing. Everything has to be done by her. We have some machmer of that. The whole process. You should watch a video of Chalitza. We'll see it. Maybe we should bring in a video here to show how Chalitza works. That's the right bite. I'm sure there's videos of Chalitza.
Oh.
What?
I saw one years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure there's videos of Chalitza.
Should I?
Not now, maybe. By Rabiana, we need a big screen. By Rabiana. What if she ripped it off, not removed it? Or Sarfasa Mao, or she burnt it off. Gili Karabina Veika, she revealed this foot. I don't make a bina, she had to remove it, the lack of take. By Minerva Nacham, Mirabish, name it all in Zagabizet. Had two shoes. Mao, Elam, Hekla, Elam, this was the love of Kantasoi, who just removed the top one. Meow, Machmana, Mao, the Meow. She ripped the top one, but she fastened with the sword, and she pulled out the bottom one. The koi loy, the top one is still there. My chalitza bina veika, she removed the shoe. But don't mention the guy bina veika, she did not uncover his foot. Correcting about me, kikai gavna, do people wear two layer shoes? Meaning, it's like not norm, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, it's not derech mnei adam, so therefore, it can't be a chalitza. That was your kash on Friday. You asked me why is it different. I told you you're Mokhav to Taisus. Remember, you wanted me to announce that you're Mokhav to Taisus.
You only announced it twice.
I'm sorry. So, Avram Cohen asked Taisus and Skasha that the Gemara many has many strange cases. So, Taisus explained that the only reason it's a problem is it wouldn't be considered a chalitza if it's a strange case. And for the Gemara, yes, in the Chazur Rabban of the Rebbe, there's nothing to Mokhav Shizuzi Muki. He went out with five. Layers of soft leather. Was that Muki? Was that soft leather? I forgot what.
Light shoe.
I'm sorry, I forgot what it was. I'm going to do the Marav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Yevomah shegila ben Achim utaris lanas lechem ben Achim. Ve'ein chayshishim shem echol to sandu lechem em. Maybe she removed someone's shoe. Fret the Gemara time in the Chazina, Chazina, Chazina. Tanya Beishan is Chavin Huvel and is Chavin Hi, Beishan is Chavin Huvel and is Chavin Hu. He will is Chavin Hu, 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 We're not afraid they were Mechavni, because Yami, time is like Chazina. How Chazina, Chazina, we would worry. I had a Gatana boy in Kavana, how to be a Lishkuri in Lahoma. That's to make her mutter to marry. Have a Lachim to pass over to the brothers, Mipsal, she becomes Pasul, even without Kavana. We will stop over here. We will start with the Tavar B'Pishtan and Mir Tashem tomorrow morning. Everybody shall go on the way tonight at 8 o'clock. For those interested in knowing anything about astronomy, that's the Gaya, the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, there's a shiur in the downstairs Shem and Shabbos home.